This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. You know, it's funny, as I'm flipping through my Bible to read to you the scripture of sermon that I'm preaching that's on the air this week, it's so easy to miss this little book here when you're in 1st and 2nd and 3rd John and flip the page and you look and you're in the book of Revelation. You see, tucked away in between all those is this little book of Jude. Now, Jude is a half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe it's no mistake that this book is where it is and where it's placed in our canon in the Word of God here, right before the tribulation and the end of the age, the end of the world as we know it. The book of Revelation reveals that. Now, Jude is a great picture of the condition of the world right before that. Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith. And we see great examples of that all around us today of people. We see this being lived here in this country of people contending for the faith. And now, I just preached this just last week. The very next verse starts with the word for. For there are certain men have crept in unawares who were before of old, who were ordained to this condemnation. In other words, look out for false prophets. This is another way you're going to know the return is near, is when the landscape is littered with false prophets and false teachers. This was my sermon this past Sunday at Island. You'll hear that on the radio soon. In the meantime, we're looking today and this week in how to contend for the faith. That's what we're looking at. Let's get right to the word now. Enjoy today's message.
Again, people hear the gospel message. Again, which is Jesus died on the cross, bore all of our sins upon himself, died in our place, paid the penalty for our sins in our place. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. He offered himself as the perfect sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God in our place, died in our place, in order to redeem us. Our common salvation is this: all who call on the name of Jesus Christ, God will receive them and will save them and will forgive them of their sins and write their names in the book of life. This is the gospel message. This is the good news. What the word gospel means: someone died in your place. Isn't that good news? Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Isn't that good news? No matter what they do to you, no matter how many people on TV they kill you in front of, you won't be put to shame. No matter how many people see it on the internet, how many people laugh or scorn at it, God's not laughing. You're going to be received in glory when you leave this world. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame by the one that it matters with. Contending for the faith. I was surprised as I was studying for this what the Greek word is for earnestly contend. It's the word agonizo, with a preposition attached to it, as the Greeks did, to make something, to add muscle to a word. The Greeks would add a preposition to the word to make something even more emphatic. And it's the word, the preposition epi, and the word agonize. Let me show you this word in action. Luke 22:44, speaking of Jesus, it says, being in agony, he prayed more fervently, then his sweat became like great drops of blood. That's this word for earnestly contend. Agonize. Have you ever been in agony before? Recall the feeling. Agony. Here's this word in action again, Luke 13:24, where Jesus says, agonize or strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open up. And he's going to say, I never knew you. That Greek word here for strive is this word, agonize, without the preposition on it. And now when you add this preposition to it, agonizo is an intensive form of the verb to agonize. As such, the notion of struggling and fighting and contending is heightened. To exert, this is a few definitions, to exert intense effort on behalf of something. To contend, to make a strenuous effort on behalf of, or to struggle for. Now, this earnestly contend to me sounds like a boxing match. I guess Marlon Brando's not all that far off here. Earnestly contend, fight. Earnestly contend for what? Your rights? No, the faith. This is a 15-round, toe-to-toe, knockdown, drag-out fight. So the same way Jesus prayed in agony in the garden and sweat great drops of blood is how you and I are supposed to contend for the faith in Jesus Christ. Let me encourage you. I believe this is the 14th round right now in a 15-round fight. Again, it's no mistake, this plea from Jude at the end of your Bibles, right before the very end, is this plea to contend for the faith. If you've ever watched a championship boxing match before, there are 15 rounds. This is the 14th round. Hebrews 10:35, it says, you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. The 15th round is a tribulation. All right. How can you contend for the faith? Practical. How can you do it? Elect godly people into office. Did you see that old Roy Moore is back in office again in Alabama? Roy Moore is the judge who refused to take the Ten Commandments out of his courtroom. So he got some handcuffs and a chain, and he chained himself to his bench and said, over my dead body will you remove the Ten Commandments from my courtroom. So they got some cutters, and they cut them, and they hauled them out, and the Ten Commandments right behind them. That is what it means to contend for the faith. How about the woman? You read about this woman? It's all over the news, this florist. She refused to make flowers for a lesbian wedding, following her faith. So now she is in the process of losing everything on God's green earth. She's going to lose her house, her car, all her money, her business, everything. When you stand for this book and for the faith, you run the risk of losing everything you own on God's green earth. by standing up and contending for the faith, by standing up to be counted. There's a baker in Colorado. Same thing happened to him. Some homosexuals came to him and they demanded he make a cake with two men standing on it. And he said to them, in a pig's eye, I will not do this. You can't force me to do this. I have the right to serve whoever I want. You can't force me to do this. You'll lose everything. But that's what's happening. That's what's going on in this country right now. And these people, they're standing up and defending the faith. Earnestly, this is what it means to earnestly contend. It means at all costs, you don't back down and you don't say no. I will not do this. How can you contend for the faith? Stand up for what is right. You'll know what to do and what to say when the time is right. We need God back in schools. We need the Ten Commandments back in the courtrooms in America. We need God back in the military again. We need chaplains not afraid to pray in Jesus' name. Out of all the chaplains, thousands in the service, there was three that didn't agree with the, when you pray, please, just don't pray in Jesus' name anymore. That's offensive. Out of all the chaplains there are, only three said, in a pig's eye, take my bars from off of my lapels and send me to Leavenworth. I won't do this. Court-martial me all you want. I stand up for the name of Jesus Christ and contend for the faith. This is what's going on in this world here right now and what's going on in this country. Let us earnestly contend for the faith. What do you say? If you do not stand up and be counted, you know, think of this right here. This here, you see? This here is Old Glory. And this is linked with the faith. You can't separate the two. You can't, well, that's church and this is state. No. This flag and this country and Almighty God are eternally linked together and you can't separate them. We stand, this flag, this country was built on principles established and laid out by Almighty God, indivisible, under God is what we are. Don't let anyone separate this flag from your Christian faith. And I won't cut that out of the podcast either. We stand here, stand our ground in Jesus' name. And they're going to have to haul me out of here. Because I will continue to speak it as long as I'm your pastor here. I won't be silenced. You can take what I have. What I have for you to take is not much. But what I have that you can't take, you can't put a price tag on. That's off limits to you, devil, and all your minions.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.